Senate Bill 73, an act to require insurers to disclose certain provisions with regard to usual, customary, and reasonable charges.
Senate Bill 73, haven't had a second reading, is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks? Representative Peterson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I shall be very brief on this bill. This bill is brought forward to tighten some consumer protection laws in our state. Most health insurance policies contain provisions which limit coverage to usual, customary, or reasonable charges. What this bill will do will be to require insurers to prominently disclose to anybody interested in purchasing those policies that such provisions do exist and that the insured can incur additional out-of-pocket expenses on their health insurance costs. We simply want to make sure that our...
Please give your attention to the presenter. Representative Peterson, I apologize. You still have the floor.
Thank you. We simply want to make sure that we have informed consumers in the state of South Dakota. We all know that we struggle in this state with affordable health insurance and with rising health costs. We want to make sure that when our people get their health insurance policies, they know what might be covered by those policies and what costs might have to be covered out of pocket for them. It is a very simple and reasonable bill, and I hope you can all support it. Thank you.
Further remarks concerning Senate Bill 73? Hearing none. The question before the House then is the final passage of Senate Bill 73. Those in favor will vote aye, those opposed nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine and the members will proceed to vote on Senate Bill 73.
Representatives Derby and Clark. Representative Derby. All members present have voted.
The clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 64, nays 2, absent 1, excused 3.
Senate Bill 73, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Are there any questions concerning the title? Hearing none, the title will be deemed correct.